Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival, in particular the 8th edition of the Sarajevo Talents. And today, the film critics of the Sarajevo Talents had the pleasure of meeting Norwegian director Hans-Petter Molen to discuss his later work in order of disappearance.
My name is Sad Vegara, and I have a question for director Peter Molen. Already told us how you prepared your main actor Stellan Skarsgård for the role, but could you elaborate a little bit more about that? And he's a brilliant actor, of course. And at the beginning, he's a quite simple man. But when he finds they murder his son, he goes on a Charles Bronson kind of vendetta mode and kills everybody. And that's the first question. And the other question is there a reference to a David Fincher called film Seven with the scene with the box in the head?
No, it's just another cliche, I guess. to begin with the first, thank you. First question is, this is the fourth film I do with Stellan, so we are very good friends. And also we have a lot, obviously, benefit of knowing each other. So it helps to sort of have a shorthand, you know, to very quickly get to what it's all about, you know, on the set. But we spend a lot of time beforehand to discuss what's good in the scene, what's bad in the scene. We talk about the character, his habits, not to necessarily decide then and there, but just exploring. Maybe we have a meal and we just talk about, well, do you think that they have sex, you know, his wife and his character, and if so, how often? And obviously it's not something to see in the film, but it's something that's related to the reality of this character. Or because he has his brother who's a criminal, you know, where did they part ways, for instance? It's not explained in the movie, but this is something that we always would discuss. And then with Stellan, with all actors, I do rehearsals. Not to finalize the scene, but just to get everybody on the same page. So everybody gets an idea of what my intentions are in the scene, where I want to go with this. So that even if this is a month or 2 weeks before we shoot, the actors can have this sort of mature in their head, and also that I get the response from actors about what they see in the script, what they believe it's about, which is good. It means that if there are bad moments in the script that you haven't discovered, it's much better to have it pointed out beforehand. And it also means that you get a chance to start this dialectic process, which I think, for me, it's very much a dialectic process. I don't have all the answers, and I don't need to have all the answers. I just need to have to set the process in motion. If Gordon says, I don't think this man has a problem with killing, I say, okay, good. What's the reason why you think so? And then he says, well, because blah, 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 you know. And if I have thought that he had a problem with killing, then, you know, I have to rethink. If I have a strong reason for it to be otherwise, then I would challenge him. And this exchange of ideas is part of the fun of exploring a material. In terms of the character of Stellan, we had to keep it very real. You know, he has a ridiculous costume, really. I mean, he looks like a Norwegian child going to kindergarten. And it's, in a way, it's kind of frightening to commit to a costume like this. It means you're stuck with it for a whole film if it doesn't work. The whole film's got this ridiculous costume all over it, you know. But Stellan is so great at not being self-conscious. He just is. So, if he looks ridiculous, that's fine. His humanity will show anyway, and he prefers to be ridiculous. He doesn't like to be perfect. He doesn't like to be an image or an illustration of a human being. He wants to be a human being. And that's what I think is so great about this character, that even though he is, like you say, Charles Bronson-like killer, his humanity is always there. He's not... he's got a good punch, but he's not a, you know, it's not like a professional, you know. It's just, it's the rage, which is something that was very important when we were preparing this. How does this man hit? Well, he hits like an amateur with a lot of anger, not like a professional, you know, killer, like, for example.
Hello, I'm Gabriela Filippi. I wanted to ask you about the condition of production. I guess it's about the budget. It's with more money than the usual films in your country. And also about how you work on the production. It's more like European, or it was more like American, based on departments of how you work with the composer of music, with the other departments.
It's always hard to compare budgets, but it's not a huge budget in my country. It's a little bit above average. But you have to keep in mind that Norway is the most expensive country in the world to live in or to buy anything. So everybody has a good salary, cars are expensive, meals are expensive, etc. It's a very European-style production. Only people who need to be there were there. Quite an intimate group, and people who are there because they want to work. So, although it was very cold and it was very, you know, we're in the middle of out in the wild sometimes, it was quite a good spirit, you know, and everybody, yeah, we were like. One gang together, you know. So I think at the most, you know, sometimes when we had stunts like the, or when we did the shootout at the end, there was a big crew, but otherwise it's quite small.
Good morning. My name is Vasilis Economou. I would like to ask Mr. Molland, since Nordic Noir is a genre that has so much influence, so much fan base, both in cinema and TV nowadays, and it's hugely exported to the Europe. Do you think that by adding bits of dark, offbeat comedy like you did in your film could revitalize that genre and become even more popular than it is nowadays? Because all these fiction films are so serious, and maybe this could help that genre to be even more popular. Thank you.
Well, one of the reasons for making this film was to ignore genre. I am not a big genre fan. I like all genre, and mixing them all together is my prerogative as a storyteller. I don't like to be put into a niche that fits for the, you know, video store or on the menu of... because I think... Yes, there are, of course, mechanisms like for genre films, and for because it helps people to navigate. But interesting stories, or stories told in interesting ways, is what it's all about, you know. And I think, I mean, it's important to expose people to what's inside your heart, and not let it only be limited by. The mechanisms of a genre, you know. So I hope that it, you know, I never thought of Nordic Noir as something that I am related to. It's this is an extension of many years of work and my sensibility towards or lack of sensibility, you know. But I think if it can contribute to different ways of looking at Scandinavia, that's good.
You can listen to the full panel session on the Extra channel. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.